foam is clinging to the charred remains of castle steeples and playhouses while firefighters sweep the area with high-pressured hoses. The smoke is thick, but through the gaps, it doesn't look like much is left. Bystanders are watching from the sidelines, and some say this is a huge loss. 11-year-old Kayla Burris is watching the fire crews with her parents and brother. She says she feels a strong connection to this park.
It was really important because I like to play on it every day, and it was just really fun to play on it. And now that it's gone, it's really sad.
Kayla says she especially used the park in the summer months, something she was looking forward to doing this year.
I'm probably just going to go see if there's any other thing I can do, like play in another park, but it's not going to be as good as this one.
Kayla's 10-year-old brother Caleb says he loves the park too, and he and his friends usually play here during the summer.
I'm probably going to stay home and play video games now.
But he says video games won't make up for it completely. Nerio Bernaldo says that his kids haven't even seen the fire damage in person yet. He showed them a picture on Facebook before coming out to the scene.
When I got wind of it, I told them about it, and immediately they started crying, so I could see the effect that it had on them. And that was just by word of mouth. And so I think by a lot of kids actually seeing it would cause a lot of emotional trauma, and they would be pretty upset about what's going on.
Bernaldo is sad and angry. He wants to know how the fire started. He says this playground was a go-to destination for a lot of families, including his. He says it's like a safe haven for his kids in a community where he's increasingly worried about his kids having a safe place to go. A Facebook group called Rebuild Castle Park popped up Monday, and within 3 hours of the fire, there were nearly 1,800 members. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.